are in Tampa. Sybil.
The city by the bay. Good morning, Mr. Joyner.
J. Anthony Brown.
What is going on? Oh, man, my mic is
down.
Very low. Hey, I'm fine. I'm here. Everything's good.
You're good.
I made it.
And joining us here in Tampa.
Yeah.
Seriously, ignorant news.
Seriously?
Damon Williams.
Good morning, and good morning. Seriously, as serious as a preacher with the audacity to ask for a new jet.
That's what stuck with me yesterday.
You gotta have that jet, man.
Another one.
You know, we had this serious discussion about the use of the N-word.
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear us yesterday?
Yes, sir.
And Huggy said he was going N-word free. And then Creflo Dollar asked his congregation for $65 million so he could buy a new jet. How can you go N-word free when you got Creflo Dollar doing something like that?
That revives the N-word very quickly.
Yeah, bring it out. Yeah.
As soon as you try to get out, they pull you back in.
Yeah, man. Tried to make it
back bounce. In.
Yeah.
Those crabs pulled us right back down.
Previously on the Time Joiner Morning Show Road Tour, meeting every listener. We were in Valdosta, Georgia yesterday when we left you, and we went to
Mama June's.
We went to Mama. Yes, that's the name of the restaurant, mm-hmm. Mama June.
Well, they have everything Southern to eat. Name it. They had it.
Buffet style.
Everything Southern.
You name it.
And we had a good time meeting, greeting,
hugging,
gripping,
taking pictures,
being
selfies.
Gripped.
Yeah. We had a good time. And then on the bus
to Tampa.
5 hours.
Woo! Troopers.
Yeah.
A 5-hour bus trip will test your friendship.
And the plumbing system.
Yeah. Well, there's a rule on the bus.
Yeah. That's
some of us broke.
No, the rule has not been broken. You'll know when the rule is.
That wasn't breaking the rule?
No.
Oh, my.
No.
I really don't know then.
The rule is, you know what the rule is. All right.
All ones.
All ones.
All ones. Yes.
There's no $5 seriously. No.
These are all ones,
baby.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the rule.
Damon, you're joining us on the bus.
Yeah, I'm doing it the right way.
You're doing it the right way this time. Huh?
Bingo long in it.
Because he had an idea that I'll work and then I'll follow the bus.
Yeah.
Didn't work out that way.
That backfired. My smart self.
Because we were in Raleigh?
Right.
Yeah.
And a big storm hit, and
you were waylaid by the storm.
Damon got caught by the storm, mm-hmm.
And then the power went out where I was staying.
Yeah.
So I should have just left with the bus.
So you're gonna get on the bus,
yes,
and forget about Gus,
uh-huh.
And we're going to Port St. Lucie from here, and then to Miami,
Yamtown, baby.
Yes.
And it is your Amy.
Yeah.
Y'all just jumped over Port St. Lucie, though. I've never been there. That's why I'm really interested to see Port St. Lucie.
Now, Port St. Lucie is also
Fort Pierce.
Mm-hmm. Fort Pierce.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
There you have it.
It's right. They're just sister cities, as it were, next to.
And that's where we're going to be tomorrow.
Sweet.
Today, after the show, we have
We have a meet and greet. Mm-hmm.
Another meet and greet.
And mm-hmm. then tonight, when we get to
Port St. Lucie, we got another happy hour.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how we do it.
We're rolling.
The Secret Service, thank you. Good job, Secret Service. They intercepted a package that was addressed to the president full of cyanide.
Really?
Yeah. Damn. The Secret Service finally did.
They finally did something right.
Finally did something.
But Secret Service also wants, like, what is it, $8
million? $8 million. They want to step their training up, and so they want $8 million to build a mock White House.
Mm-hmm.
So you watch TV, don't you?
Yes.
Yeah, of course. You've seen it on TV.
I mean, it was when just two White
House. When you train, you know.
They need 8 minutes to build the front of a White House.
So that they can train.
Yes.
That costs $8 million.
$8 million, man.
Plus, it's three movies about White House down.
Yeah.
The set.
Can't they use those? We were just at the Clinton Center. They got the Oval Office.
Yeah.
They can use that. That's over there.
That's right.
I'm sure that didn't cost $8 million.
Well,
get the Lego people on it. I'm sure they can do it for under $8 million.
Awesome. Yeah.
So good job. Okay. My work last night. You saw it. You loved it, of course. Hampton beat Manhattan.
That was in the game before the game.
I think that's a gospel play that's coming on. Your arm's too long to pat your own back.
Arm's too short to pat your own back. See the hit musical gospel play. Your arm's too short to pat your own back.
Starring Cheryl, Pepsi Riley.
Somehow I get a guy with short arms. Go, that's my play, man. That's my play.
You get that call.
I wish my arms were long enough to pat my back, because nobody else will.
Aww. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Good job,
congratulations.
Captain.
Thank you. Hampton.
And it was headed
by. And who
by,
do they play next?
They play Kentucky.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm getting off of Kentucky's bandwagon.
Uh-huh.
You know, I've been on Kentucky's bandwagon all the season.
They've been asking you nicely to get off, you know.
And y'all been saying, wait till they get to the.
So
to
Kentucky the, will beat. Hampton will beat Kentucky.
Yes.
Because
the biggest upset ever.
Hampton is led by
their coach, whose name is Joyner. Joyner.
It's good I know nothing about basketball. It really is.
And he's funny. You know the coach, player, you love Coach Joyner. He's funny. He's funny in the post game interview. He said he has a hotline to God.
Jesus is on his.
Yeah, he says
he has black guy, white guy. He's a brother.
He has Jesus on speed dial. And he said in the conference, hold on. I have Jesus on speed dial. Hello, Jesus? Yes, this is Coach Joyner. I want to know what's the odds of us winning against the Kentucky Wildcats? Hello?
That's what he said.
Hello? Yeah. I guess he'll get back to me. Yeah. Man, he's funny, man.
And he got Jesus on speed line, but he's coaching at Hampton. He didn't want to go.
And nobody said that. Nobody questioned that, Damon. They're like, okay, let him go with his little joke. But he is.
Yeah, yeah. So you'll see. You'll see.
Okay. When does he play? When do they play?
They play the Tuesday. So is it Thursday?
Yeah. Yeah, they play Thursday.
They'll be all over by Friday, right?
Yeah.
Thank you. We won't have to hear this.
What's the point spread? If we just beat the point spread, if Hampton beats the point spread, I consider that a win.
You can continue to patch it.
Well, if you're going to do it like that, if Hampton walks in, I consider
if all 12 players show up, I mean, you know.
Somebody check the point spread. How much is it? What is it? If they just beat the point spread, which is usually it's probably like 30 or 40 points.
With Kentucky, yeah.
Yeah.
If Hampton just gets off the bus, I'm taking that. Yeah. It's a win.
Yeah. So yeah, I think I'm gonna be all right.
But they always do that though, right? They always put
Yeah. But last year they went to the next round after they beat and upset Iowa State. Hampton did that, of course I was on the wagon.
You were.
I was on the bandwagon.
You was. You know this is called what? Job security. So.
Follow your lead.
Man,
watching you work.
I haven't let you go by now for this jinx.
You're right.
If I have let you go
if
by
I ain't
now,
gone now.
all the hell y'all have put me through over this thing called the jinx.
Well, you're right about that, Chief.
and then the other day, I got all these text messages. Oh, I heard the jinx was arrested. I was worried. Is Tom okay?
It's all over HBO.
Tom was arrested.
What's going to happen?
For murder. The jinx.
But when I saw the Billboard play, I was like, oh, Lord, he got a movie out there.
Driving down.
That's a crazy story,
that
huh?
That is really, really crazy.
Have you been following it? Have you been watching HBO?
I saw about three of them. How many did you watch, Simone?
I saw the first one. That was, he was just too creepy for me. It was just too weird.
Man. I can't watch it.
Yeah.
I watched the first one. It was a pretty creepy
but
guy.
But watching him yesterday, they showed pictures of him as he was leaving the prison jail in New Orleans.
Yeah.
And he's just sitting there.
Sitting there smiling.
With a smile on his face.
He is crazy.
Goofy
crazy,
and
crazy smile.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. That crazy look.
Yeah. Yeah, like he was dressed up for a school picture or something. Yeah, you know,
he had a big old smile on his face.
He must have wanted to get called. You don't do the reality show if
you don't.
Unless
you're
really just asking. Yeah. Please, arrest me.
Right. Coming up, first number of the cabin. For the first cabin that I'm giving away. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to do that at the bottom of the hour. You get the first number. This cabin is what we call the party cabin.
Uh-oh.
This is a cabin for two.
Hey.
Because these are the cabins we have a hard time moving. Because people think that just because they're not right by the clubs, they're going to get some sleep.
Oh. Nice try.
Right.
And so these cabins are right by the clubs. And the clubs go all night long. I don't care where you are on the ship.
No, ma'am. You're not going to rest.
You're not going to rest.
You'll be mad at yourself if you do. Have you done that, though?
What?
Yeah, you try to take that quick one and you missed the whole. Oh, we did that.
What?
But if you got the party cabin, you're
not. James Brown and Snoop Dogg just came through.
Right.
Oh, man.
Well, that's all right. Prince will be up next. Because that's the thing. When you miss something, it's still something.
Yeah. You're right.
So that first number for the first cabin that I'm giving away is at the bottom of the hour. We're in Tampa this morning.